The Stranger on the Road to Emmaus, a book about the Bible, the world's bestseller, by John R. Cross. Hello, my name is Randy Zempel. As you listen, it will help you if you understand a few things.
First of all, this book contains many quotes from the Bible. My name is Therese Gruba. Whenever you hear my voice, you will know that you're hearing direct quotes from the Bible. At the end of each quote, I will give its location or reference. For example, after reading a verse, I will say something like this, Isaiah 44:6, which stands for the biblical book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6. All references are taken from the New International Version of the Bible, unless stated otherwise.
When you hear my voice, then you know I am reading Mr. Cross's explanation of those quotes. In a few places, Mr. Cross quotes from sources other than the Bible. Now let's begin. First, a message from the author, the preface. It's not easy to write an objective book about the Bible. By its very nature, the Bible demands a response. Unfortunately, people's responses have been determined under less than ideal settings. Many of us have experienced overzealous preachers who cram shattered fragments of Bible down our throats with the predictable effect of stimulating the spiritual gag reflex. This has left thousands inoculated with just enough Bible information to create misunderstanding, but not enough to generate true comprehension. On such a basis, many have chosen to reject the book rather than accept it. Most try a neutral platform. They avoid it altogether. With that in mind, I've endeavored to stay away from that preachy tone that sets one's teeth on edge. I've worked to explain the Bible clearly and let you draw your own conclusions. Some may accuse me of losing objectivity because I've communicated the Bible as being true. I felt that was a risk I must run, as the Bible itself makes that claim, and for me to do otherwise would not be true to the text. Secondly, I was determined to not water down the message. Where the Bible demands a choice, I've tried to illustrate that choice clearly. The Bible is quite direct about what it has to say, and I've endeavored to reflect that reality by shunning any sort of vagueness. In keeping with this, I've avoided the confusion of being politically correct at the expense of the message. Initially, I was perplexed at knowing how to express some words in our gender-neutral society. I eventually gave up on humankind and went with the traditional mankind. As with any book, some may find it easy in the first few minutes to decide that this is not for me. I wish to challenge those who are inclined that way to hear the entire volume before deciding what to believe about the Bible. There was a time when I too would have thrown the Bible out with the proverbial bathwater, but then I was challenged to pause and look again. I'm still looking, and continue to marvel over this book of all books. There is a good chance you will too. The Bible says this about its message.
And let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. Revelation 22:17-19.